The Ivets were screaming, flailing about in panic. Horst saw Eierly being struck by a wild, quivering lightning bolt. The lad was flung 2 meters through the air to land, stunned and twitching. Quinn stood fast at the center of the storm, his body shaking, yet always remaining upright, an incredulous smile on his face. The lightning cut off. He turned slowly, uncertainly, as though he was unacquainted with his own body, testing his musculature. Horst realized he could see him perfectly, even though it was now pitch black. The other Ivets were near invisible shadows. Quinn's beatific gaze swept round them all. "You as well," he said gently. Lightning streamed out of him, slender bucking threads that flashed unerringly at his five companions. Screams laced the air. "Our Father, who art in heaven," Horst said. He was waiting for the lightning to seek him out. "Hallowed be thy name." The Ivet's cries were fading. "Forgive us our trespass." The terrible surging light vanished. Silence descended. Horst peeked round the tree. All six Ivets were standing in the clearing. Each had their own nimbus of light. "Like angels," he thought, "so handsome with their youthfully splendid bodies. What a cruel deceiver nature is." As he watched, they began to dim. Jackson Gale turned and looked straight at him. Horst's heart froze. "Her priest!" Jackson laughed. "How wonderful! Well, we don't require your services, Padre, but we do need your body." He took a step forward. "Up there!" Anne cried. She pointed deeper into the jungle. Camilla had arrived right at the end of the sacrifice ceremony, just in time to see the lightning writhe around the clearing. She used the chameleon suit's tack pads to climb up a big tree and crouched on the fork of a bough, looking down on them. "I don't know what the hell that lightning is," Latton said. "It can't be electrical, they'd be dead." "Does it matter?" she demanded. Adrenaline was tingling inside her veins. "Whatever is causing it isn't working for us." "True. But look how they are staying visible. It's like a holographic effect." "Where's it coming from?" "I have no idea. Somebody must be projecting it." "But the scouts haven't seen anything." Anne called out and pointed. The other Ivets swiveled round. Camilla knew what fear was for the first time in her life. "Shit! They can see me!" She brought her maser rifle up. "Don't!" Latin called. The chameleon suit ignited. Bright white flame engulfed her completely. She felt her skin burning and screamed. The plastic fabric melted rapidly, flaming droplets raining down out of the tree. She squirmed about, beating at herself frantically with her arms. She fell from her perch a tumbling fireball, flame streaming out behind her. By then she had no air left in her lungs to scream with. She hit the ground with a dull whoop, flinging out a wreath of flame. The temperature of the internecine fire increased, burning like a magnesium flare, consuming muscles, organs, and bone alike. The Ivets gathered round as the last flames sputtered and died. All that remained was a blackened outline of scorched earth, scattered with glowing clinker-like ashes. They crackled sharply as they cooled. "What a waste," Jackson Gale said. They turned as one to look for Horst Elwes. But he had fled long ago. Ruth Hilton and the other remaining adult villagers were grouped around the community hall in a defensive ring. The children were all inside it. Nobody knew quite what to make of Jay's story, but there was no disputing she had seen Quinn Dexter. Torchlights sliced round the empty cabins and muddy paths. The wooden slat walls shone a pale grey in the beams. Those whose rifles were equipped with night sights were scanning the surrounding jungle. "Christ, how much longer before the hunting party gets back?" Skyber Mulvey complained. "They've got enough firepower to blow out an army of Ivets." "Won't be long," Ruth muttered tightly. "I see him," someone bellowed. "What?" Ruth spun round, every nerve hot-wired. Targeting lasers stabbed out, forming bright ruby and emerald zigzag patterns in the air. A magnetic rifle trilled. A patch of ground 40 meters away bucked as the slugs hit, forming narrow craters and surrounding vegetation caught fire. The firing stopped. "Bugger! It's a dog!" The breath rushed out of Ruth. Her arms were trembling. Children were shouting from the hall, demanding to know what was happening.